a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to welcome back all of the legislators. It's good to see you again. And let's hope that we all have a very successful session. Welcome to those people on the internet and to everyone that is in the audience today. We'll now call to order this Tuesday, January 10th, 2012, Executive Board meeting. Representative Feinstein, good morning. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Gray, Hunstad, Maher,
here.
Nelson,
here.
Tiedemann,
here.
Thiessen,
here.
Representatives Abdallah,
here.
Carson,
here.
Consett,
here.
Feinstein,
here.
Lucas,
here.
Rausch,
here.
Venner,
here.
Vice Chair Cutler,
here.
And Chair Turbeville,
here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. You've all received a copy of the minutes of the December 6th meeting. Any questions, comments? Motion? Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. You all have in front of you a copy of our agenda for today. Any questions or comments? Motion?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All right. As you can see from the podium in the back, there are no sign-up sheets. And you'll take a look at your agenda for today. We will have no public testimony. We are here for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to receive the report from the Subcommittee on Legislative Confidentiality. Once the report is completed by the chairperson of the subcommittee, I will then ask members of the executive board if they have any questions or comments, and they will please make your statements, but there will be no questions of anyone in the audience. As long as everyone's assured of that, we're getting ready to get started. Senator Cutler, do you have your report with you today?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Are you prepared to give it to us at this time?
I am.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I do apologize at the outset that there is an appendix listed at the end, and because I did not have clean copies to put the appendix together before I got here this morning, the appendix with all the relevant documents will have to be supplied to you, I hope, sometime later today. I will say that I don't think that there's anything in the appendix that probably most of you have not seen before. I'd like to just ask the committee members how many of you were able to listen to the testimony of the subcommittee the day it met January 3rd? Thank you. That goes a long way in helping me know how much I need to cover in going through the report. I'd like to begin the report by talking about the allegations and complaints that we were tasked with reviewing for veracity. There are many complaints that have been voiced through and communicated to members of the e-board in various manners, but the things that really concern us as this type of committee is the work of the LRC. If there are other complaints about other issues, there are other proper venues for those complaints to be taken up. And so the work of the subcommittee was limited to, on page 3, to investigate the complaints, allegations, and accusations that surrounded the work product of the LRC. There were 4 main allegations that were articulated to us that became the focus of the subcommittee hearing on January 3rd. And apart from the work January 3rd, we all have been involved in the review of various documents various types of communications to us throughout the process of the investigation. So if you look on page 3 under the complaints and allegations, there are 4 that we dealt with because they dealt with work product of the LRC and or complaint about staff work in the LRC. So the first one was an allegation by Representatives Nelson, Hubble, and Russell that the House leadership had interfered with the bill drafts and research of others by requiring notification and information from LRC regarding other legislators' bill drafts and research. The second allegation was by Representative Nelson that a fiscal note prepared by LRC staff for a bill of concern to him was somehow abnormal or peculiar. The third was an allegation by Representative Nelson that Chair Turbeville wrongfully interfered with Representative Nelson's LRC research on certain issues of interest to him. And lastly, an allegation by Representative Hubble that she felt her bill was compromised and thwarted due to wrongful interference by others. The committee met on January 3rd, and attached to this as part of the appendix will be the Secretary's minutes of the meeting that include the statutory groundwork that I spent a great deal of time on at the beginning of the hearing to explain what authority the subcommittee was operating under and the rules that applied to our meeting and the limitations of information based on state statutes that exist. For instance, there is an exception to what is considered public information contained in SDCL 1-27, and I reviewed those as well as the open meetings rules of 1-25. And those you can find in the Secretary's minutes. I believe that she has not only cited the statute, but actually repeated the context of those statutes. I'd like to move then to actually the summary and conclusion. The findings are lengthy. The hearing, as I said, was around 7 hours of give and take testimony by myself and the other committee members. The testimony was limited to those people that had been notified that we were requiring their testimony before us and asked to personally appear. So we did not take general testimony or testimony that was not solicited by the committee. Our summary then on page 2 of the report, after nearly 7 hours of questioning and testimony along with a review of numerous documents, letters, and emails, the subcommittee finds A, no, and these 4 tie into those 4 allegations as I laid them out from the allegations and complaint stage. No credible evidence that any of the allegations of interference by House leadership regarding bill drafts and or research on bill drafts occurred. B, no credible evidence of impropriety concerning the preparation of a fiscal note or research that was requested on specific matters from the LRC. C, no credible evidence that the executive board chair wrongfully interfered or kept research from being done by the LRC for future legislation. And D, no credible evidence that any bill was thwarted or compromised as a result of wrongful interference by anyone in the legislative process. In the conclusion part of the summary, LRC, its director, and all of the legislative leadership involved performed their respective functions in an entirely appropriate manner, consistent with existing rules, regulations, statutes, and historical practices of confidentiality and professionalism. Now, I encourage you to go through and read the findings, which I won't do this morning, so that I hope it's laid out in a logical manner so that you can see the evidence that was presented to us and why we came to the conclusion that we did. I would also like to just articulate the last part of the report from page 7 on our conclusions, because I think this has been a very painful and difficult task for all of us. And so with that, I would like to read our conclusion. It is the unanimous opinion of the 3 subcommittee members that there was, from the beginning, nothing but unsubstantiated rumors based on hearsay upon hearsay regarding these allegations, accusations, and complaints. Instead of verifying the facts, These rumors were then carried by the accusers to a level that publicly attacked the dignity, respect, and integrity of the legislative process, individual legislators, and the LRC staff they accused. None of the allegations, accusations, or complaints is supported by any credible testimony or other evidence. The claims are simply without merit. The unwarranted escalation of this situation by the complaining parties has done a disservice to the citizens of South Dakota by creating a needless distraction, a cost to taxpayers, and a reckless undermining of the legislative process. Further, it has needlessly caused damage to the reputations of key legislative leaders and LRC staff who have devoted years of their lives in service to us. The subcommittee makes these findings and submits them to the full executive board as a conclusion of this matter. Any further inquiry, deliberation, effort, or investment of resources devoted to these spurious accusations and complaints is, in our opinion, a waste of time and resources. I want to thank my two committee members, Representative Lucas and Senator Nelson, and for all of you in your patience as we worked through this process, and with that, I respectfully submit this report to the full board, Mr. Chairman, and I stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Allow a couple comments from the other two members of the subcommittee, Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe the report is very thorough and straightforward, and I would especially like to thank Senator Cutler for all her work she put forward into the report and also preparing for the subcommittee hearings that we had last Tuesday. There are two underlying issues that are important to me in this, and number one, and probably the most important, is that our LRC staff be treated with respect and dignity at all times. And I believe this report serves notice that that's what expected and will happen one way or the other. Also, I believe it's important that our LRC staff maintain its nonpartisan position that it has as a research council. Not all states have a nonpartisan research council, and that's important to me, particularly being in the minority, that continues. And I think our hearings last week pointed out that even as the rumors escalated and there were accusations being made, that LRC did in fact remain neutral and nonpartisan throughout all this. Originally, when there was a meeting held with the House Republican leadership and Director Fry, which was just to look at the bill drafts and to see if they could help some legislators that were having some bills brought forth that had obvious unconstitutional issues attached to them. From that, then, the rumors started, and in fact, I think some members in LRC became defensive because they felt that was their job and they were already doing that. So at the end of the meeting last Tuesday, I felt that particularly the House leadership and the LRC were able to come together and feel good about the process and that those misunderstandings are resolved. So with that, Mr. Chair, I would thank Senator Cutler for her work on this report.
Thank you, Representative Lucas. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. From the onset, this was, of course, a very delicate issue. I somewhat dreaded what the process was going to be after my appointment to the subcommittee. However, I could not have asked for two better colleagues to work with on this subcommittee, Representative Lucas and especially Senator Cutler. She did extreme amount of research, communicated with us to a paramount degree, and through the whole process, the report which Senator Cutler put together speaks for itself. I think that we did the task that we were supposed to do. I won't go into the details of the report, but I just appreciate the work that was done by the committee. I appreciate the response from all those involved, and again, I think that we as the executive board can put this matter to rest today. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. All right. Are there any other comments or statements from any other member of the E board? Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I too want to thank the members of the subcommittee for their work apparently that falls into other duties as assigned, but we really put legislators in difficult positions, and we ask them to sort of act as a hearing committee and a referee between fellow legislators. That's certainly not an easy task, and certainly with the rhetoric surrounding this situation, a difficult assignment, and I thought they handled it with dignity as I listened to the proceedings, and I want them to know that I appreciate their work as well. I followed this whole event from the onset, and I have to tell you that right from the beginning, based on my law enforcement investigator background, my antenna, my investigative antennas were raised as I listened to the accusations that were being made from the get-go in this situation. I heard a lot of comments on emails and blogs and newspaper stories and television and just about everywhere. Comments like, it was said, there is a report that I have been told, non-specific comments without divulging the source of these comments. That, to me, is a red flag. It's kind of like me interviewing a suspect in a crime and have the person I'm interviewing say, well, I couldn't have committed the robbery because at the time of the robbery, I was visiting a friend across town. But I can't remember his name, and I don't know where he lives. That, to me, is an issue. On the other hand, I couldn't believe that the rhetoric that became more inflamed and was repeated more frequently and shouted more loudly and carried across the state, sometimes in person, and in every conceivable media outlet available, I couldn't believe that those things such as Chicago-style politics, repeated use of the word corrupt, I couldn't believe that those things would be said without having evidence to back it up. Just was inconceivable to me that it would rise to that level and that those kind of accusations would be leveled without proof to back it up. But I was wrong, because that's, in my mind, exactly what happened. And that's, I think, what I see in the conclusion from the subcommittee, and frankly, as it turns out, I'm not surprised. I see three results of this whole mess, and not all of them are the purview of this executive board. The first is the damage to relationship between legislators, and I think most of us understand the importance of being able to work together to get things done in this legislature. Most of us understand that in order to succeed with legislation, we have to be able to talk with and explain to and ultimately have the support of our colleagues. And there's been a tremendous amount of damage done to relationships within the personal relationships within the legislature. Again, that's not the problem of the executive board, but it's something that we're going to see for some time to come. The second result is really the ability of the legislature to function. The things that have been done, the things that have been said, the accusations that have been made, I believe, threaten the ability of this legislature to act, to carry out business, to conduct business professionally on the floor, to conduct discussions politely and professionally in caucuses, and to come to conclusions that are in the best interests of the people of South Dakota. I think that's a big threat. And I think that will have to be, again, that's probably not an executive board problem, but that's going to have to be dealt with in our various bodies. And we're going to have to do what we need to do to make sure that we can function in an efficient and professional manner. The third thing, I believe, is the purview of the executive board. And that is the ability of our staff, the Legislative Research Council, to function in a professional and efficient manner. They are our employees, the legislature's employees, and they are the responsibility of the executive board and or the leadership of our parties. We must be sure that the staff of the Legislative Research Council are not misused, overused, or abused anytime into the future. And I think this serves as a reminder to Director Fry that he needs to watch over his staff very carefully in the upcoming session for any signs of any abuse or misuse of our staff, and that that needs to be, if it should occur, it needs to be reported immediately to leadership and or the executive board, and needs to be dealt with swiftly. I hope that we can move forward. We have to move forward. We have a legislative session in front of us. We really don't have that option, but I hope that we can all do so in a professional manner that really serves the interests of all of our constituents. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Thiessen. Is there any Representative Abdullah?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I too would like to congratulate Senator Cutler and the members of the subcommittee. They did an outstanding job, and the report is very clear, and my mind's made up. I think the persons involved in these accusations are fortunate that I wasn't chairman of the board, because I just wouldn't, I'd have got us in more trouble, because I'd have just said, go to hell. And I think everybody should be congratulated for their patience. I resent the fact that they attacked the LRC and the legislature. I'm part of the legislature. To the dismay of a lot of people, I'm still part of the legislature. I was elected. I've been here 12 years. I've never witnessed anything like this. No substantiation to anything. And they come in, and it's pretty interesting. These people that are making these accusations, Senator Cutler and her committee has a hearing. They don't show up. We have this final hearing today. There's nobody here that made the accusations. Oh, he's off the deal. You made me lose my train of thought. Can I have a new seatmate? Both sides were represented, the Democrats and the Republicans. They worked together on this hearing, and we've consumed way more time and expense already on this matter. And I can tell you this, if this doesn't end today, then members, particularly members of the Republican caucus, better take further action, because I will not spend 2 months up here during this next session listening to this back and forth every day for the next 8 weeks. I could go on and on and on, and I won't, Mr. Chairman, but and I don't know what the process is, so you correct me if I'm out of line, but at this point, I would move or recommend or suggest that this matter be put to rest and end right now. And if you want it in a form of a motion, that's what you got.
Thank you, Representative Abdullah. At this time, and I appreciate your offer, but I will ask if there are any other comments or statements from any member of the E-Board. All right. Seeing none, oh, I'm sorry. Representative Venner.
I will be brief, and I know I'm not the new kid anymore. I've been here a whole year. But I feel like I have to say that what I have witnessed in this ordeal has certainly affected me deeply as a junior legislator. I can honestly say that I have a lot of questions, and I think I'll be more on guard as I move forward on all fronts. I agree with everything that was said here today, Senator Teason. I know. I'm not sure if I can say names in here. Can I say names in here? Of course. Okay. That's just on the floor, right? All right. It's my first day back after a long vacation. Representative Carson and I sat in the back of the room the whole day of the investigation, and so we not only heard but we saw. Senator, you did a fine job managing that whole thing, and I want to commend you. I think at the end when you brought it down to a personal level and let anybody that wanted to speak from their hearts with regard to just how they felt about the whole thing, I think that was huge, and I commend you on the entire process. But I don't want us to leave here today. Again, this is Mark Venner talking, thinking or feeling like there were a half a dozen individuals, and they signed the bottom of this letter that we've all seen, that just had a dream one day and decided to create this mess. That's not what happened, and we all know that. And that's really all I'm going to say. But I think we all need to move forward. Like Representative Abdallah said, and Senator Teason, we have work to do. We have the people of South Dakota to consider here in every action, and there's plenty of good, hard work to be done. I've got to say that if we leave this room with the idea that six individuals just concocted something with absolutely no foundational basis, I think we're leaving with the wrong ideas in our head. I think we all need to leave here lessons learned. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anyone else? Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I, too, want to applaud the subcommittee for the work that they did. They took time out of their busy schedule during Christmas and New Year's to address this issue. And I, too, want to compliment Senator Cutler on doing a very professional, very well-run committee and subcommittee, as she does in her Judiciary Committee. So excellent training. The take I get out of this is that, one, an individual or five individuals are not larger than the institution, which is the legislature. And the process works. So thank you.
Representative Feinstein.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the subcommittee. Without going on, I just want to say a couple things and maybe take what Senator Teason said and turn it a little bit differently and say, instead of this as being a problem to avoid, we treat it as opportunities to go forward, opportunities for the legislature, opportunities for the LRC, opportunities for the individuals that were signing the letter and that were here, and it'll make us stronger and go forward, but treat it as an opportunity and not as a problem to make us a better institution. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, at this time I would entertain a motion to adopt the report. Representative Abdallah.
So moved. Second.
The motion has been made and seconded. The Secretary. Yes, Representative Venner seconded. Secretary, will please call the roll.
Senators Gray, Humstead, Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Representatives Abdallah.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Consett.
Aye.
Feinstein.
Aye.
Lucas?
Aye.
Roush?
Excused.
Benner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cutler?
Aye.
And Chair Trudeau?
Abstain. Well, thank you. This concludes the meeting today. I want to thank all of you for your attention, and I too want to thank Senator Cutler and the other two members of the subcommittee. He did a wonderful job. And so I would hope from this point forward, this issue is laid to rest. That will be determined in the next few days by a few individuals that may or may not agree with the report. In any event, I think that it has the report was well done. It explained everything exactly the way it happened. And once again, I want to thank you. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.